Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Eva Rosenberg back on the show, an original founding member of our Brain Trust. A couple of months, we'll celebrate her 20th anniversary with us. She is the tax mama. Nobody knows more about small business taxes on the planet than she does. She's the author of the award-winning book, well, many award-winning books, but one of them in front of me is called Deduct Everything. This thing is winning all the awards, and she's our good friend. She's also an enrolled agent. She is the queen bee of small business taxes. She's our good friend. Eva, welcome back.
Well, good morning. My God, what an introduction.
The tax mama and the queen bee. How about that? And the galactic guru of small business taxes. So, Eva, what do you see as you look at now? You're one of the first experts on taxes that we've had since the tax bill came out, the new tax law. What is your general perspective on it?
It's going to be interesting for everybody. And, you know, I've looked at how some people are going to be affected, especially, obviously, including myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pay less tax. That always makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
Small businesses are going to have a nightmare trying to figure out how the provisions apply to them.
Thank you for verifying a concern that I started having almost a year ago.
Oh, God, you've been writing about it, and you've really hit the nail on the head. And that concept of calling the income phantom income when people have profits but no cash.
Right.
Interesting name, but in reality, that is what happens. People look like they have profits on paper, but they really don't have the cash to pay the taxes associated
But the total number of the money that small business owners make on paper in the accounting, the tax perspective, makes them look like they're in the top 1%. But the truth is, from the standpoint of available liquidity, they're not, and yet they're taxed at that level.
They are taxed at that level, and one of the interesting things about that is people can do that. I had a client who had substantial profit, really a very high profit, and absolutely no cash. And again, you're right; it was all in inventory. When I taught him how to get the cash out, exactly the receivables, by using receivables financing,
mm-hmm.
not only did that clear up his cash problem, it also enabled him to use that cash to triple his sales
mm-hmm.
because he had the money to pay for more production.
Right, exactly. Now it's and see, these are things that you got to be smart about when you're successful growing small business. You can grow yourself out of business.
You can grow. Yeah, one of the chapters in Small Business Taxes Made Easy is exactly about that. About, you know, how to watch out for planning to stay in business when you're successful. How not to fail as a result of success.
Yeah. How not to succeed yourself right out of business. So, all right, keep going. Tell us more about what you find about the tax bill. And then the next segment, we'll get into some of the details.
Well, they had a lot of things they discussed along the way, and a lot of those things were very scary and really were so complicated and bad for the small business person, but they didn't happen. A lot of those other things that they were going to take away did not get passed. You know, there's 1,101 pages in the Congress's bill.
Give us an example of one of those.
I can't think of it right now, but it had to do with setting a separate. Yeah, I can. It had to do with setting a separate tax rate for service businesses,
mm-hmm.
and that that was going to be higher than the regular corporate rate, and that did not happen. So I'm very glad to see that.
But then they changed that to the qualified, to qualifying who can take the deduction, right?
Well, that's another new thing, is they created that deduction, that QBI.
Hold on to that thought. Hold on to that thought, Eva. We're going to come back, folks, and get into this, the main issue of the new tax bill for you, for your small business, right after the break. Don't go away. You're going to, not going to want to miss this. 22. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. Right back with Eva Rosenberg. She is the tax mom.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.